I have told Eileen to get rid of all the mirrors. I used to like them, but I certainly don't now. Mirrors are too honest. There is only so much truth a woman can take.
Are you sure, Mrs. MacCready?
Her voice implies she knows my mind better than I do. She always does that. It is one of her innumerable annoying habits. Of course I'm sure. She clicks her tongue and tilts her head to one side so that her corkscrew curls brush against her shoulder. It's quite a manoeuvre when you consider the extraordinary width of her neck.
Even the lovely one with the gilt edge, the one over the mantelpiece.
Yes, even that one, I explain patiently.
And all the bathroom mirrors too.
Especially those. The bathroom is the last place I want to look at myself.
Whatever you say.
This in a tone slightly bordering on impertinence. Eileen comes every day. Her main role is cleaning, but her domestic skills leave much to be desired. She seems to be labouring under the impression I don't see dirt. Eileen has a limited collection of facial expressions. Cheerful, nosy, busy, nonplussed, and vacant. Now she puts on her busy face. She bumbles around, emitting a semi-musical noise like a bored bee, collecting the mirrors one by one and stacking them in the hall. She is unable to close the doors behind her because her hands are full, so I follow in her wake, shutting them carefully. If there's one thing that I can't abide in life, it's a door left open.